Democrat James Tallarico offered bizarre prayer to multiple gods, "In your many names we pray." By Hannah Knudsen on May 29, 2026. A clip of Democrat Senate hopeful James Tallarico offering a bizarre prayer while delivering an invocation on the House floor in 2021 has resurfaced where he referenced Hinduism, Islam, and more while attempting to acknowledge the names of the one true God and his son Jesus, ending his prayer in "all your many names." "Let us pray. Holy mystery, you have so many names," Tallarico said in the prayer before referencing a long list of other religious beliefs and their names for God, seemingly offering a universalist view of the one true God, the Great I Am. "The Torah calls you Creator. The Quran calls you Peace. The Gita calls you Destroyer. The Dharma calls you Truth, and the first epistle of John calls you perhaps the most beautiful name of all. Love," he said, referencing texts outside of the Bible. "You are the strange love uniting all things. The love that drew elements together after that Big Bang. The love that drew life itself from those primordial oceans. The love that drew us all to this exact moment. The love we were born of, the love we exist in, and the love we will one day return to," he said before going back to what he identified as his own Christian faith. Speaking about Jesus, despite referencing other religions at the beginning of his prayer. "In my faith, you expressed yourself through a barefoot rabbi who embodied your perfect love. A crucified carpenter who gave only two commandments, love God and love neighbor. Because there is no love of God without love of neighbor. Help us love not just in word but in action. Help us honor not just the name of Jesus, but the way of Jesus," he said, before listing off duties often used by leftists to justify their progressive causes, such as releasing criminals from jail or accepting illegal aliens. "Help us free the oppressed, feed the hungry, house the homeless, heal the sick, release the prisoner, welcome the stranger, forgive the enemy, and above all, protect your creation," he said. "The word of God is love. Let us not be hearers of your word, but doers of your word in our families, in our communities, and in this chamber, not just with prayers, but with policies, not just personal love, but political love. Because democracy is not just a constitution. Democracy is a covenant," he said, asking Holy Mystery to open our minds, open our hearts, open our hands so that we may build a new world in the shell of the old. Watch. A world that is more just, more free, more whole, and more in love with you, he said, praying not in the name of Jesus but in all your many names. This is the far from the first controversial remark that has resurfaced in recent days. As Breitbart News reported, Tallarico, who is going up against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton for the U.S. Senate, has also referred to God as non-binary without offering context or acknowledging that God uses masculine pronouns to reveal himself. He also has referred to women as neighbors with a uterus.